From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an historic visit to Cuba. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a two-day visit to Cuba beginning March 21st. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Raul Castro. Mr. Obama plans to meet with dissidents and raise human rights issues. Republican presidential candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both of Cuban descent, are criticizing the planned trip. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for rigging the national elections. Ugandans turned out in large numbers for the vote, although there were some problems at polling stations, as we hear from Jill Craig.
Polling stations in Uganda were scheduled to open at 7 a.m. Thursday, but some voters waited up to 5 hours before ballot papers arrived. Uganda's Electoral Commission said polling started on time in various parts of the country, but acknowledged late openings in parts of Wakiso and Kampala and stated it regretted the delay. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni faces competition from 7 other candidates vying for Uganda's top job. Jill Craig, Kampala.
Turkey has blamed Wednesday's deadly car bombing in Ankara on a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the attack was carried out by the PKK Kurdish separatist group. He said the Syrian man was a member of the YPG, an armed faction of a Syrian Kurdish rebel group. The European Union's top migration official says an Austrian plan to limit the daily number of asylum seekers is unlawful. In a letter to the Austrian government Thursday, Dimitris Avramopoulos said Austria has a legal obligation to accept any asylum application. This is VOA News.